Yesterday, Sunday, there was a benefit lunch at the Lion Pub in the borough of Lennoxville for the Red Cross for victims of the typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines. And it really seemed to be a good success, a real fine success. I have Joanne Baldos on the line right now, and she's going to talk about how it went yesterday. Hello, Joanne. You must be so tired today.
Hi, not so bad. I'm just overwhelmed still.
So I know I was there and it was just packed out. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, thank you for coming. I'm very glad you made it. Well, we started at 9 in the morning prepping. I was with the bosses in the morning and we had set up very early. People showed up quite earlier than expected, which was amazing. There was a lineup of people, and normally for lunches, we expect that, you know, at 2 o'clock it would die down a bit, and it kind of kept on going till the end, which was really amazing. The silent auction also made, like, money for the cause, and again, it's all thanks to Miss Lucy Doney and Mrs. Smith, who came yesterday and organized. I didn't get the name of the other lady, but they were so amazing.
Did you get the results of what you were able to bring in?
It was actually better than we had hoped for.
It was?
So it was just great. It was a very great day for us. It was awesome because we had made more funds than we were hoping to make.
That's good. We're so happy to hear that. And the food was delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Thank you. That's all thanks to the Filipinos who helped and cooked, and JP and Diane. They didn't stop cooking. And Zema, Evelyn, my mother, of course, Susan Peralta, they didn't stop service, and Camilla, I think, was there, and Nina also didn't stop serving food, which was great. And everyone brought their food. People from Montreal, I don't know if you saw them yesterday, but the Talagama team made sure that they came, and I was surprised that they actually made it and brought food as well. That's why we didn't run out of food.
You didn't run out of food. There seemed to be plenty of food, that's for sure.
Yes, which was amazing.
The people kept coming in and the food kept coming out.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Well, we're so happy that it was a success, and glad that the community really got together, came together, and helped out. It's really heartwarming to see.
It was very nice because some of the staff actually came. The staff that I've had before that doesn't even work there anymore. The lady, if you noticed, the girl at the door seating people, Lindsay Cato, she wasn't working at the Lion anymore, but she came to help us, and I thought that was amazing. And most of the other staff that doesn't even work there came to support us too, which was really, it was just awesome.
That's great. That's great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us what the results were.
Yes. May I say a few thanks to a few people?
Sure.
Again, to the Lion staff, I am very grateful. I'm overwhelmed with gratitude, actually. I don't know how else to thank them. And, of course, my bosses who were there with me from start to end. And my mom, who also was there with me, of course, from start to finish. And it was just great. The day was so awesome. And please don't forget to grab the pepperoni and cheese pizza from Domino's today, because it's for
true.
The same cause.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's today. And that starts at, I think that starts at 11 o'clock.
Yes, because Corey Marine of Domino's also came to help. I think people wouldn't know this, but he was there the day
before. I saw him.
Before.
Yes, yes.
Yes, and he was also there the day of.
Yes, yes. So, you know, there's 2 days of meals taken care of. Today, it's pizza. So, right.
So grab your pizzas today.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Joanne Baldos from the Lion Pub. Thank you.